The Speaker of the National Assembly has expressed concern at the tone and spurious claims made by the ATM in his letter calling for President Cyril Ramaphosa and the Minister in the Presidency, Mr. Mondlego Ngubane, to be summoned to appear before the House to account on what it calls seemingly dysfunctional intelligence operations in the country. The ATM, through its president, Mr. Vuyo Zungula, had accused the speaker of undermining her oath of office by, amongst others, declining a vote by secret ballot on its previous motion of no confidence in the president. At the time of the ATM's letter, its response to the speaker's letter of 8 July was still outstanding. This letter had directed the party's attention to some defects in its motion in terms of Section 89 of the Constitution. This section deals with the removal of the president. The party has since submitted a revised version of the motion and is receiving the consideration of the speaker. There was therefore no justification for Mr. Zungula's discourteousness as well as his uninformed claims. The speaker does take her oath of office seriously and continues to show unwavering support for parliamentary oversight and executive accountability. The speaker has encouraged the ATM to utilize the oversight mechanisms available to members of parliament to enforce executive accountability, which includes the questions procedure as well as oversight committees such as the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence.